Today on BTL, we begin honoring our teams of the decade, and we start with the Dryden Purple Lions boys track and field team from the 2016 season, which saw them make a deep run into states, IAC champs, section champs, a handful of athletes breaking records as well. Joining us on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat all about this team is Lee Studdle, the head coach of the Dryden Purple Lions track and field team. Lee, as always, thanks so much for the time. This might be a tough question to lead things off, but what made this group so special to go unbeaten over the course of the regular season, win some titles, win some invitationals, and eventually find a lot of success at the state level?
Oh, as I remember it, we had great sprinters. We had great jumpers. We had the hurdle event covered with Nick Muldoon and Ollie Abel Ferretti. You may remember him on the basketball court. He came out. It was only his second year, and he ended up making the state meet, and he helped us tremendously in the shot put and discus that year.
That's so cool. You know, it kind of goes without saying that track and field really is such an individual sport, but there is obviously a team aspect to it. Do you remember what the camaraderie was like between the guys on this group and what really made them gel so well together?
Yeah, you got it. I've preached that from the first year I've been coaching. I say, yeah, some people recognize this as an individual sport, but I never have. Everybody had to do their own job to make the team successful. So I always looked at it as a team sport, and I think the kids believe that as well. And yeah, they were a tight-knit group. They were from the get-go. Most of them were with me since they were freshmen. They became really tight and very competitive, and they had that refuse-to-lose attitude throughout those years.
Do you remember what made them so tight-knit? Was it something specifically that really made them glue together?
Not really. They just wanted to win. They didn't care if they were beat up, if they're a little nicked up. They were going to go out there and win. They wanted to win every meet. It didn't matter if we went to the bigger invites against the stack schools. They knew they could compete with those bigger schools, and they just wanted to win.
Sounds it. We're chatting with Lee Studdle, head coach of the Dryden track and field team, the 2016 boys outdoor track and field team, our team of the decade for the Dryden Purple Lions, IAC champs, Class C champs, six IAC individual winners. And one athlete I remember in particular during those days, Liam Joyce, who was named MVP of the IAC that season. I mean, you want to talk about somebody who could just be remarkable with his sprinting technique and everything like that. I mean, he broke a school record in the 100 meter, also broke an IAC record that year in the 100 meter. What made Liam so good and such a competitor out there?
Oh, Liam was very coachable. He studied his events. He'd go home and YouTube this and that, and I'd say, well, that's a good video. That isn't a good video. He wanted feedback all of the time, and he was one that he never wanted to get beat. I think one of the biggest feats he ever accomplished was, and I don't know how many people know this, from his freshman year to his senior year, he won the 100 meters at the IAC meet every single year.
Wow.
And for a boy to do that all 4 years, that's amazing. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but that's a pretty big feat he accomplished those 4 years.
That's an unbelievable accomplishment. You mentioned that he was coachable, but from a skill set standpoint, what made him so talented?
Oh, his work ethic. Yeah. Obviously, he had a lot of God-given ability. But he'd come out and he'd do the best he could at the practices. And as I said earlier, he wanted feedback all the time, and he just wanted to be the best sprinter that he could be.
You know, another person who comes into my head when I think about that team is Tor Wildenstein. And
you got it.
That, you know, another wildly competitive and talented runner. Can you look back on what he brought to your team and what sort of talent he provided?
Yeah, he was so versatile. I could stick him in any event from the 100 all the way up to the 800 if I wanted. Plus, he covered our events in the long and triple jump, where he was very successful in the jumps. People may have known him more for the 400 meters because that's what he went to states in. But he was an all-round athlete. He could be a sprinter, a mid-distance kid, and a jumper.
Do you remember, was there anybody who really just kind of from that 2016 team that I want to say took you by surprise? Maybe that's not the right way of saying it, but somebody that just really, really performed super well, and you were just like, holy smokes, you know, where did all this come from?
Yeah, we had two seniors that were mediocre their first 3 years, and all of a sudden their senior year they blossomed. Chris Kelchner and Eric Varvianis.
Yeah.
They ended up being on our 4x4 relay team that made it to states that year. And because of them and the way they blossom and the way they like to compete and drop in times in the 400 was the reason why our 4x4 made it to states that year.
And that 4x4 team finished fifth at states, if I'm not mistaken. We're chatting with Lee Studdle, head coach of the Dryden Boys Track and Field Team, honoring the 2016 Boys Outdoor Track and Field Team as the Dryden Purple Lions Team of the Decade. How rewarding is that for you as a coach when you see two guys like that really just step up their game and they're able to make such an impact that they finish within the top five at states? I mean, that's got to be just so rewarding for you as a head coach.
Yeah, exactly. I love the overachievers. I've had teams that probably shouldn't have won championships, but did. I always preach that, you know, it doesn't matter how small you are, how slow you are right now, but you get a good work ethic, someday that's going to pay off, and it did for these two kids.
Is there an honor or an accolade or a title or an invitational that really stands out to you from all of the others, something that, you know, just from that season that was really near and dear to your heart?
Probably just to win IACs and then a week later you win sectionals.
Yeah.
That can be a tough double. I mean, IACs is a two-day meet. And if you've got a lot of horses that can get first and second places, that's a little easier to win. But then when you get to the Class C meet and you don't have as much recovery time as you did for the IAC meet, that was a pretty good accomplishment.
There's something to be said about you and the job that you've done. And I know this is maybe a tough question for you and putting you on the spot a little bit, but why has Dryden been so successful when it comes to track and field? And obviously a lot of that can be alluded to you and your success. And, you know, some coaches try to dodge that a little bit, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's remarkable to think about all of the IAC championships that have been won, all of the school records that have been broken over the last decade, all the IAC and section records that have been broken. I mean, what has made Dryden so successful when it comes to this sport in particular?
Well, it comes down to the kids. They've got to buy into your philosophy and the program. If they believe in how you're training them, believe in how you're motivating them, and knowing that the coach is always going to be there for you, I think you're going to have success.
What has your philosophy been throughout your time as a head coach of the program?
You've just got to give your best effort. If you don't give your best effort, you're going to hear it from me. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, and I can't stand to lose. All my kids know that, and maybe that part of my personality kind of fades off into the kids somehow.
What's it been like for you here over the last, I guess really the last year, the roller coaster that we've been through in this crazy world that we're living in right now? Because your time over there at Dryden is coming to a close, and it's been a whirlwind, I'm sure, for you wanting to coach, being able to coach, and then just not being able to coach, for instance, this past spring.
Yeah, definitely. With the kids we had coming back from that indoor season we had with some incredible kids, and they were incredible athletes, running fast times, jumping far, throwing far. Yeah, I'll be honest, it's a big disappointment. And I know the kids were disappointed, and I sure as heck was disappointed as well.
What can you take away, though, from all of this, and not necessarily from the pandemic, but from your time as the head coach of the team?
Oh, I hope the kids will say, hey, Coach Studdle gave us his best each and every day, and we're very thankful that he led the track and field program all those years.
I love it. Lee, hey, it's been one heck of a journey for you. It's been an illustrious career for you. So much to be proud of, and a lot of great student athletes on the boys and girls track and field teams that have helped you do it. Congratulations on a remarkable career. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and be safe and be well, okay?
You too, Nick. Appreciate all the coverage you give our high school sports teams in this area. I know the kids and the parents really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks so much. Really appreciate those kind words, Lee. Take care, okay?
All right.
All right.
You too.